world where medical doctors cover up your symptoms with drugs. You need a better way. Look no further. You found it. The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast.
The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast is for information purposes only and should not be considered as medical advice. Always consult a physician when trying to get off a prescription medication.
Welcome to the Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Showalter. I am certified in holistic nutrition. I am not a doctor, and these claims have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration to prevent, cure, or treat any disease. Today we're talking about arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. Arthritis is really just the breakdown of the connective tissue in the body, specifically in the joints. And rheumatoid arthritis is the same thing, with an addition of an infection of a bug called a mycoplasma. This bug is killable in 2 weeks with an antibiotic called minocycline. It's in the tetracycline family. Now I want to tell a story that demonstrates one of my biggest struggles. The struggle is not in reversing disease, it's convincing people that disease is actually reversible. I had posted a meme on Facebook, and somebody, a friend of a friend, commented on it and said if he could give a name of a doctor, he would travel clear across the U.S. to see that doctor to have his rheumatoid arthritis cured. And I commented on there and said, well, you don't have to have a doctor and travel thousands of miles. It's pretty simple. I can tell you what to do right now if you're interested, but I can give you some links to Dr. Wallach and Dr. Glidden, who talk about this subject. And he wrote back and completely changed his tune and said, I'm being treated by a real doctor. Yeah, well, how's that working out for you? It didn't cure your disease or anything. So he didn't even want to see any information that I would have provided to him. So I basically just said, well, Harvard found that you can reverse rheumatoid arthritis with just chicken cartilage in 3 months. And I told him to look at the Harvard study. And I'll just mention a little bit about that study. It was 60 patients, and it was a double-blind placebo study. And the study showed that among the collagen patients, 14%, as compared with none in the placebo group, stability or improvement while patients were off immunosuppressants occurred in the collagen group, whereas patients in the placebo group tended to deteriorate. This controlled trial provides evidence that oral administration of small quantities of solubilized native heterologous type 2 collagen is both safe and can improve clinical manifestations of active rheumatoid arthritis. Now this is just one nutrient, or just a couple nutrients. Think about what you can expect when you combine that with all the 90 essential nutrients. Arthritis is like gravity. It's predictable. You give the body the nutrients, the body can heal itself. So what do we recommend to support the structure and function of the joints? One healthy bone and joint pack per 100 pounds of body weight. And specifically, one capsule of glucogel per 10 pounds of body weight. That's included in the bone and joint pack, but you might have to get an extra bottle of glucogel to get that dosage, and that dosage is really important. Now, if you have rheumatoid arthritis, you can go to the doctor and get a prescription for minocycline, or you can use Youngevity's Killer Biotic. Killer Biotic is a blend of herbs. A couple of those herbs actually kill bugs, and the other herbs deteriorate the biofilm that bugs use to protect themselves from the immune system. So the herbs wear down this biofilm, and then the immune system can see the bugs and then attack it, along with the other herbs that actually kill bugs. So this is Brian Showalter signing out. We'll see you next time. To see the products mentioned in this show, head over to freedomfrompharmacy.com and look at this episode's show notes, and you can see all of the Youngevity products by clicking on the store tab.
The Freedom From Pharmacy podcast is owned by Easy Way LLC and is under Ohio Revised Code 4759.10I.